Welcome to Mr. Kak and Me. I'm Mr. Kak, and joining me is, I'm going to go by your actual name, Zach, for this, because this isn't a Rage You Nerds thing. But he is one of our Rage You Nerd co-hosts on my other podcasting and streaming endeavor, and goes by Al on that. So, Zach, thank you so much for joining me.
Now, you're welcome.
You approached me and said, hey, I would like to talk, or we should talk about cryptids. Now, I've befriended on Instagram a podcast that basically their thing is just talking about cryptids, but I've never invested time into cryptid subject matter wholly. So when you brought this idea up to me, one, I was like, sure, because that sounds like an interesting thing to talk about. And two, I just wanted to learn more about cryptids so that way I no longer feel like I'm lost on the whole thing. So, Zach, if you could give me, so treat me like I'm just a child that doesn't understand the world. One, introduce me to the concept of cryptids, and then after that, we'll start talking about, you have a specific cryptid we would like to talk about today, the Falk Monster.
A cryptid is essentially any kind of mythical, monstrous creature that could possibly be in the world that either A, has been brought up by people and had sightings, possibly, or, you know, just things that are in books that are made up or could be actually real that we either live with and don't know about, or sometimes make an appearance and, you know, just out there. Like, aliens is kind of like a cryptid. Bigfoot is definitely a cryptid. Nessie, you know, Nessie's a big one too. It's also a cryptid. We have some here in Arkansas that are our own. Supernatural stuff is kind of cryptid. It's like an overall genre of just different things in it.
So, not to dissuade from this part of the discussion just yet, not to send us down anything weird. I just recently found out that Scotland has a unicorn as their national creature or their national animal. Is that, would that essentially be them saying we have a cryptid for our, like, could a unicorn exist? Have people seen unicorns? Is there any evidence? So is a unicorn, would a unicorn qualify as a cryptid, or is that just some kind of supernatural folksy character?
So essentially, yes. It does, just the fact that, you know, it is brought up in, like, writing record books, that makes it what cryptid, because it could be real, but it could not be real.
Okay, so for cryptid, it just can't be anything that you make up out your butt. It has to be something that has, like, a potentially documented evidence to it. And not to say, like, concrete facts, but, like what you get from, like, Sasquatch, from the Loch Ness Monster, of sightings. People have studied it. People have attempted to find it. So is that what, I guess, becomes the establishing point of just a creature of fiction or a cryptid?
Yeah. Essentially, you know, it's the sightings that, you know, people are adamant about, you know, that are something that's just not made up, and other people besides one or two people have actually either seen it or talk about it or anything like that. And so, you know, growing up, you know, with Harry Potter, that interests me in mythical creatures and cryptids, and reading a book called the Dark Side series. It had, like, werewolves and all sorts of stuff in it. Because it's based out of London, and, you know, there's normal London, and then there's also, like, the reverse London where all the creatures live, like werewolves, witches, and all that. And so growing up in that time period when, you know, with Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, all that, it cryptids became big.
I'll be darned. So I've never been big into, well, I mean, I guess I can't say that because I don't know. So, like, I've never been a found, like, I'm not a big believer in, like, of, like, Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster. It's more so the Loch Ness Monster. Bigfoot, potentially, if a creature like that exists, there's plenty of ground for him to cover to keep in hiding. Loch Ness Monster, a little bit more self-contained. I feel like if that creature's there, by God, someone should have found it by now with all of the advancements in technology. But I am someone that wants to believe we live in a more magical world than what we do. So I've always been like, hey, I'm willing to believe ghosts exist. I want ghosts to exist. I'm willing to believe that demons exist. I want them to. I want demons, angels. So give me Sasquatches. Give me Loch Ness monsters. Again, anything to make this world feel a little bit more creative than what it actually is at times. So you have a passion, is that correct to say, for the Arkansas-based cryptids, correct?
Yeah, so like I like to talk about, you know, the Arkansas-based ones, but I have a passion for all cryptids, kind of. I just kind of pick these because, you know, they're close to home.
Yeah.
We'll essentially move out, because there's not very many in Arkansas. We'll essentially move out to others throughout the states and the country, like the world. But I just wanted to start in Arkansas, just because, you know, that's right our back, right upside. In our backyard. So.
Well, before we get to the old boggy water monster, what is your favorite cryptid? Yeah, do you have like one that you're like, I think that's the most interesting one, or that's the one I want to find, or that's the one I would love to see become like an actual confirmed thing?
You know, there's just so many. You know, I listen to a podcast talk about different ones throughout this, like, I love the Mothman. If I could find the Mothman, it would be so cool. That would probably be the one I'd want to find, because I've read a lot into the Mothman, listened to a bunch of different podcasters talk about the Mothman. It's based out of northeast United States, West Virginia, up that way. And so, you know, the fact that there could possibly be a bird man looking creature flying throughout the states, flying down and capturing people and like clawing them up and stuff, it's just interesting. You know, the fact that there's multiple people talking about this thing that are not trying to make it up, because what do they have to gain of it from making it up?
It's true. So does the whole creepy pasta subreddit of horror stories that are like made to believe, or like printed in ways that are like, this actually happened, which a lot of those creepypastas come off as. Does that help hurt the cryptid community?
I think it hurts, because, like, you know, you have Slenderman and the others, and that's not my cup of tea, is that kind of creepypasta kind of stuff. I don't like being spooked or creeped out, kind of. You know, when I think of cryptids, I'm thinking, you know, Bigfoot or Nessie or Mothman or the I can't remember some of the others off the top of my head, but I mean, it's just like Slenderman is just so stupid.
It's something that's designed to be outwardly malicious, but in reality, if there are creatures like a Sasquatch, more often than not, that it would just be kind of an ambivalent thing, like no more malicious than a wild coyote, right? Like,
yeah,
no more malicious than a bear. It's just an animal, essentially. But yeah, I'm interested. All right, so we have one that you wanted to discuss for today. So go ahead, lay it on me. Give me the setup, give me the story, and give me where we can find this Arkansas native cryptid.
All right, so this is the Falk Monster. Or in other words, Boggy Creek Monster and the Swamp Walker. So legend has it that here in Arkansas resides a monster that is named after the town it has terrified for decades. That town, Falk, is a small town in Miller County in southwest Arkansas. It started to gain attention in the 1970s when a resident of Texarkana in Miller County, the same county Falk is in, started reporting being attacked by a mysterious creature. On May 2nd, 1971, Bob Ford reported to the Falk constable that he was attacked at his house by a hairy, red-eyed, the size of silver dollars, heavy-breathing, quick creature. Was human-like, standing at 7 feet tall, 3 feet across the chest, though others have described it as almost 10 feet tall, with a weight of with a weight ranging from 250 to 800 pounds. Okay, first of all, if I see something like that, I'm not sticking around for it.
Yeah, no, that's very fair.
Okay, like, if I see something tall, like, more than 2 feet taller than I am, I'm moving on.
Well, see, I can't get that critique with it, because I'm pretty short, so there's a lot of things that are taller than me that I got a couple friends that I feel like are 2 feet taller than me, and I can't just dismiss them from my life, unfortunately. But yeah. Yes, there's something about a creature, something that is not human, being that much taller than me, that is just inherently, I mean, that's ingrained in our DNA as people that lived with bigger creatures from our, from if you believe evolution, ancestors of like, all right, to survive, big cat thing is enemy, stay away.
Yeah.
Unless there's more of me than there is of that one thing.
So yeah, on that night, the creature then put its arms around Bobby's shoulders and grabbed him. Ford broke free from the creature and ran so fast that he barreled through the front door. He was later treated at a local hospital for only minor scrapes and bruises. So Ford later said the creature was around his house for several days and that he had other eyewitnesses that could verify his sightings. Ford's wife, Elizabeth, states that she was asleep when she was awoken by a creature with red eyes and hairy arms with claws starting to come through the window. On that night of the attack, Ford claimed him and his hunting companion spotted the creature with the aid of a flashlight and started to shoot at it. Next talk here. Why the heck would you shoot at something like that? If it's on your property and it's, you know, you're saying it's over 10 feet tall, 7 to 10 feet tall, 250 to 800 pounds, I ain't shooting at it. That's the first mistake.
Hey, there's the people's got their fight and flight system, and some people, like, the default, fight. I gotta fight this thing for my family, for America, for the great freedoms of our nation, for the Lord God Almighty. I gotta fight. But no, I run. I'm a runner. I'll get the hell out of there. I'll leave.
No. I ain't gonna shoot it. Like, if you see a bear, now there are some people who hunt bears,
yeah,
but if I see a bear, I ain't staying.
Well, I'm not gonna intentionally get on its bad side.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm in a house. I feel like I'm more comfortable in a house. Maybe I'll just wait that bear out.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I guess if it's 10 foot tall, I guess your thought process is, do I have the luxury of waiting out this behemoth? Or is it going to make its way kind of like the big bad wolf and I'm the little pig in a house made of sticks? Like, I don't know if my house is made of bricks. I don't know if he's going to be able to huff and puff and not get through that door.
So after shooting it, they thought they saw it fell and went to go take a look. Upon trying to find it, Ford heard women screaming from the house and hurried back. Upon arriving back at the house, Ford's assailment happened. According to the men, they fired more shots at the creature. Police never found any blood. The police investigated the area, and the only thing they found were strange tracks, three-toed footprints, and claw scratches on the front Ford's porch. So after this is when Jim Powell, a reporter for both the Texarkana Gazette and Texarkana Daily News at the time, and Dave Hall, a director of the Texarkana radio station in KTFS at the time, went to the Ford's place and found a terrifying family moving out. Powell wrote an article about the incident, and the next day the Gazette and the Daily published a story. Powell's article was the first introduction to the name of the creature, Falk Monster. The creature was allegedly sighted again on May 23rd, 1971, by residents D.C. Wood Jr., William Wood, and R.H. Seedgas, who reported seeing an ape-like creature crossing U.S. Highway 71. So that highway is not that far outside of Falk. I'm pretty sure that runs through Falk, so that's why that's important.
Okay.
The best-known footprints were found in a soybean field. Like the tracks of the Fords, this footprint indicated the creature only had three toes. With all the interest going around the state of Arkansas, a radio station in KAAY in Little Rock posted a bounty for the creature of $1,090. Today, that would be $7,444.
Heck yeah!
In 1972, a low-budget movie, $160K budget, was made about the incident. The movie was called The Legend of the Boggy Creek. Directed by Charles B. Pierce, also the director of The Town That Dreaded Sundown, another kind of cryptid in the state of Arkansas, and writer Earl E. Smith, The Town That Dreaded Sundown and Sudden Impact, brought the movie to life. The movie allowed the incident to be shown to even larger audiences at the time. The filming actually took place in Falk. It actually included eyewitnesses and residents of Falk as actors. Sighting of the monster actually dated back further with another sighting in 1946. However, no sightings have been as famous as the one in 1971, which gained national attention. So that's the end of that. By late 1974, interest had pretty much died down, but sightings were pretty much non-existent until 1978, when tracks were reported found by two brothers in Russellville, Arkansas, which is about 209 miles walking, which is 69 hours. And there also has been sightings in Center Ridge, which is about 205 miles from Falk, or 67 hours walking, and Crossit, which is more understandable, I feel like, because it's 154 miles from Falk, or 50 hours walking.
Interesting.
So the movie they made actually became kind of a, what's the term? I can't think of the term. It's a movie that's not as famous then, but very famous now.
Oh, cult classic. Yeah.
And it grossed $25 million at the end of its run, making it the 11th most overall grossing movie in 1972.
Ooh,
do you know what movies came out in 1972?
What else?
Godfather, number one, Deliverance, and Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
Nice. Good job, Arkansas. And it's Monster. Interesting. I mean, and now we have Harry and the Hendersons.
Pretty much.
A fun little romp with a hairy man that just wants to be friends. No, okay. So do you believe in the Falk monster?
So for me, the Falk monster is essentially probably an offshoot of Bigfoot.
Okay.
And there could be, you know, multiple Bigfoots out there. You know, there could be different races of Bigfoots. There could be a family of Bigfoots. And so for me is what the Falk monster is. It's essentially just a Bigfoot, but hey, we get to call it what we want, and it brings attention to Arkansas.
Yeah, and there's not to say that a creature like this didn't exist and then died, and that's why no one's ever found it again.
Oh, for sure.
Creatures like this creature would be a prime example of something that would not survive the continual industrialization of Arkansas. Like, the more highways that were built, the more people that came into the state, creatures like this and other smaller creatures that are confirmed, like other populations like deer, just got wiped out. Like, I mean, while it's the natural state and there's plenty of vast areas of naturalness to the state for three-toed biggins to hide, there's also a lot that's been cut out over the previous decades that would have diminished. And if this was a mutation or an offshoot of some species that just maybe was dying out, like, I mean, sure, it just died out.
Yeah. And so I think it's real, but it could have just, you know, died out, like you said.
You know, those people could have also been on meth. I mean, there's the
70s. It is 70s.
Well, it is that portion of Arkansas is probably the more. So maybe not meth, but like pure blind yourself moonshine.
Good old white lightning.
Yeah. So I mean, the black tar heroin. I mean, maybe there was something getting brewed there, but at the same time, I don't know. I like to believe that a whole family that would go on record, or at least would have parts of a testimony to declare that something occurred there. Like, maybe there's got to be some kind of truth to that story. Like, yeah. I mean, you don't just, well, we were done attacked by a 3-toed, 10-foot monster beast, and that's our story, and we're just going to fade away into nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't make something up like that, because then you'll be the laughingstock of the town.
You might still be anyways, even if it's true.
But, I mean, the fact that a news station person and a radio person showed up at their house and they're moving out, like, the day after it happens, it's just like, this can't be made up. Like, you don't just move out just because you made something up.
I want to believe in the beauty and the magic of the world. Also, this could be the work of drugs.
That's fair.
Plenty of things out there. So it's tougher when you see like the brothers that see it in Russellville, because that is a bit of a stretch for a creature to make it that kind of distance. But then again, we don't know what the pattern of this creature would be if it's real. I mean, maybe Arkansas was always just a stopping point or a migration path anyways. I'd have to go back and look at the dates that we're seeing these again. But hey, again, I want there to be magic in the world. Let me just believe that maybe a 3-toed, 10-foot creature's out there lurking to cause bodily harm to families that get it in its way. Or maybe it's just Yogi Bear. I don't know. So,
yeah.
Okay, so next week when we talk about another cryptid, what's the next cryptid on the docket for Arkansas?
So I think the next one we're going to do is going to be the Garden Light.
Okay, all right. Don't spill anything just yet. Save it for our next conversation as we enter the cryptid corner. This has been Mr. Cack. That's been Zach, also known as Al on Rage You Nerds. And I don't know. I'm all about this. And it was a nice time letting you do all the talking. So I really appreciate that. But yeah, again, I am so fascinated by people that get invested in just anything. Honestly, it doesn't matter what it is. As long as you're not killing yourself, I'm super cool with like learning more about people that find these stories and get into them. Regardless of someone listening, whether you want to believe in cryptids, specifically the Falk monster, or if you are a firm believer of cryptids and all of that, awesome. We hope that this has been either an entertaining story or an informative story for those of you that are still hunting for the mysteries out there. I was a child of Ghostbusters, and I grew up through the emergence and popularity of shows like Fringe, The X-Files. Those two are probably the biggest, because that was essentially them hunting down cryptids in a lot of cases. At least their in-universe version of cryptids were just the supernatural, the unexplained happening in real life, and an actual agency dedicated to confronting those situations. My interests have always been aligned, I feel like, with this cryptid world. I've just never had a chance to fully embrace the questions of what if this does exist? But now you've introduced it into my life, and I'll forever be changed. Any closing thoughts?
No, I just hope everybody liked that. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm interested. I mean, you're getting a solo. This is going to be a solo episode on Mr. Cack and me. So just get ready for that. We'll have a very cryptid Christmas. You'll probably what date will I probably release this? You'll probably get this episode dropped. So this week I've got a Treva thing. So maybe next week, maybe the start of December, or I guess. Well, yeah, the start of December, you might get your episode here within the first 2 weeks of true December. There'll be a very cryptid Christmas episode coming out, featuring you and the Falk monster. But dang, I never knew that there was a movie made about this thing that came out and made a bunch of money eventually.
Yeah. That was pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
The fact that he has another one, also about Arkansas, is kind of interesting. So that'll eventually be something we'll talk about. But I may switch it up for next week, maybe that one, but we'll see.
All right. Well, this has been Mr. Cack and me. Tune in next week as I talk to who knows about whatever. And we'll keep on rolling. Eventually, Reno's going to be back, and I'm going to find out what he wants for Christmas. All right. Adios.